Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Today, we would like to introduce to you a book that deals with a very important subject. We as human beings require a method, a means, a way in which to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a guide or a lamp. And one of the most important means by which we get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by our own actions and behaviors, our ethics and our akhlaq. Therefore, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters today deals with that. And the title, you know, is a very beautiful title. The title is Siraj. Siraj means that lamp, or that kind of, it's an oil lamp rather, that guides you, as you see in old movies. You know, a person is walking in the dark with this lamp in his hand, and it guides him towards his path, showing him all the holes and nooks and crannies on the path towards his objective. So the title of the book of As-Siraj, the lantern on the path to Allah Almighty, is the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters, our dear listeners, in order for us all to benefit and to understand that, you know, in order for us to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there must be a particular means and a method in which we try to, you know, implement in our own lives, in our actions, in our thoughts, in our intentions, in order to purify our hearts, in order to make that journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will speak more about this book. Please stay tuned.
تسمعنا وترانا الله الله إنا نرجوك الغفران أصلحنا ويانا واغفر خطايانا الله الله واجعل في الجنة مثوانا الله يا مولانا الله الله يا الله مولانا الله يا مولانا حليما يخفاك يا الواحد رب.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today, as mentioned previously, is titled As-Siraj, The Lantern on the Path to Allah Almighty. This book was written by Hussein ibn Ali ibn Sadiq al-Bahrani and was translated by Yasin T. al-Jiburi. This book was then published by Ansarian Publications in the holy city of Qum. This book contains 11 chapters. And some of those chapters are, for example, the need to cultivate ethics, benefits, and the necessity to pay attention to it. So why should we be good people? What is the need for us to know what is good and what is bad? And then what benefits does this knowledge have to us, for example? Another chapter reads, resigning to destiny. That is, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for me, I have to accept it and get on with it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for me, and so on and so forth. The 11th chapter, which is called Degrees of Believers. Believers are of various degrees, distinguishing one from the other with regard to their limits. So here, for example, the author will go through, for example, a person who has a weak belief, what is the signs of that person who has this belief, and so on and so forth. So this book deals with these type of issues that, you know, we have to come and we have to kind of implicate, that we have to cultivate these ethics that obviously are taught to us by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And this is important, is that the author, that is Sheikh Hussein, tries to show us via the Quran and the Ahadith, especially the Ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, which contains an ocean of these ethical traditions and these narrations that will guide us onto the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the goal of the author in this particular book. And it is mentioned in the introduction, or rather a section after introduction, that says that the mysticism, or rather the spiritual manner in which the author follows, is that of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, in terms of the ahadith and riwayat and the traditions that he brings in order to elucidate and to kind of emphasize the points that he wishes to make. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of all. Inshallah, my dear brothers and sisters, please stay tuned.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we have been discussing the book As-Siraj, the lantern on the path to Allah Almighty. The book was written by Hussein ibn Ali ibn Sadiq al-Bahrani and translated by Yasin T. al-Jiburi, published by Ansarian Publications in the holy city of Qum. So chapter 5 of the book is titled Man is Weak. And this is something for all of us to understand, and for all of us to kind of, you know, realize that we are weak. And what does this actually mean? So the author writes, O brother who is too indifferent to reform himself, ignorant of his own reality, you, poor soul, have two facets and considerations. One of them concerns your own self, you as you are. To this facet have both your vision and observation been absent. From this facet, you are a diminishing and perishing person of no value or worth. Nobody is concerned about you. You are nothing. As for your other facet, you are tied to the divine might. You are a creature made by this great creator, the most exalted one, the most great. From this facet, you are tied to all the world, starting from the arsh and ending with the earth. From the seventh high heavens to the seventh lowest earth, in addition to what is between the east and the west and all parts of the earth. So if you are good to your own soul, you do well to the whole world and vice versa. If this confuses you, there is a likeness for you under the arsh, which does similarly to what you do. If you do something ugly, Allah puts a shield on your likeness, lest you should be scandalized by those around the arsh. And if you do something good, Allah manifests it for them. Inshallah, until our next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasir Ibrahim. Thank you.